Welcome to Kirker's Milk. This is your host, David. Thank you so much for joining in this, in another Dave's Den of Discourse. Thank you for the support and what you have helped me do. If there is one area that I know that I need to improve on is titling these podcasts. And I haven't titled them, but I'm going to try from now on to title them. Say that the title for this podcast is Are You Helping Build? So when I was 12 years old, I went over to a person's house and they asked me what I want to do when I get older. I said, I want to be either a teacher or a radio DJ. And by coincidence or reality is I am a substitute teacher, so I'm not fully a teacher yet, but I'm getting there. I'm a podcaster though. And so to me, I fulfilled my radio DJ goal. I've wanted to do this and I'm happy that I did it. I'm happy that I've been able to do it. So to me, I've been able to fulfill my goals almost. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them. Considered that at the time. And I chose to become a teacher. Since that time, I have tried to practice on how to teach people. I'm not the best teacher at all. I always see that I can improve, which I try to. The people who have helped me improve has been my younger siblings and my nieces and nephews. When I was growing up, people took the time to teach me, and in order to pay it forward, I try and teach them and others. And I'm happy when they are successful in whatever I try and teach them in. Some of the most memorable things I was taught was by my uncle. He taught me how to hold a bat. I didn't know how to hold a bat for a while, and he taught me how to. And I wanted to be just as good as he was and is. Then the other is my older brother. My older brother taught me how to play basketball. He put me through drills, taught me the fundamentals of basketball too, so that I can become better. I am not sure if him teaching me basketball ever brought him joy, but I'm always grateful he took the time out to teach me how to play basketball. As a basketball, you run across different guys from the Dude Perfect video of basketball stereotypes. Here are some of them. It says, Mr. Excuses, football player, bad guy. My bad guy, you know, like if they make a mistake, accessory guys, the one who has all the wristbands and headgear and all that stuff. Looks can be deceiving where you see this guy who thinks, oh yeah, he can play, but then he plays and he can't play at all. The dad who brings his son. The tall guy who is like 6'7", but all he does is shoot threes. The player coach guy. The rage monster, the old guy who comes and plays, which they're really fun to play with. Older guys are really fun to play with. The imaginary dunker, the guy who can dunk, who can't dunk, but he tries to. And then also there's the guys who can dunk, but can't do anything else. They don't have that as a stereotype, but that is like people that I've run into where they can dunk, but they really can't shoot. They can't play anything else, but they were so focused on dunking that that's all they can do. And really, that you can't do a lot. The foul guy who calls everything. The lose-lose. The guy where, in the example, is that he blocked a girl, but then someone's like, dude, it's a girl, but then he let the girl make a layup, and then someone's like, dude, that. Why are you letting someone, it's like, it's a girl. And so he's always in a lose-lose situation. And then Mr. Freeze, where he gets, the person gets the ball and they can't do anything. They just pass it up. But there is one guy that I think they miss out on. It is the guy who takes pickup games as if they are playing in the NBA Finals. These guys are super tough to play with because it's a pickup basketball game. They're fun to play against, but not with. It's always fun to play against those guys because they're taking it serious and you're just having fun. They also make sure they're always the best player on the floor, and they let you know that they're the best player on the floor. They always want to win no matter what, and they want control. They have a hard time with other people's successes or other people enjoying the game of basketball because they're not taking it as serious as they are. Don't get me wrong. I love to win, and I want to win all the time. But I find other things that make playing basketball more enjoyable. One of the things when I play is I love rebounding. That's one thing that I do love doing is rebounding. And I love making an outlet pass where I have a teammate sprint down the court and they're waiting for the ball and I just chuck it to them and it's the perfect placing, perfect setting. They get it and they make a layup. Oh my goodness. That is my favorite feeling. I love that. I love being able to do that. The other thing I absolutely love is found in a story. I took a basketball class and we were playing full court 5-on-5. I had this girl who was okay. She was okay. You could tell that she was trying to get better and that she was in the class to get better at playing basketball or learn how to play basketball. She did have some basics, but not enough. You know, if you play a lot of basketball, you see and you understand when people know how to play, when people don't know how to play, you could tell the difference. It's just, are you patient enough with the people who don't know how to play? And that's what you have to ask yourself with that. It was great that she was trying, and she was on my team this one day, and we were playing against the guy who took it massively, the game massively serious, even though it isn't. And I was bringing the ball up the court, and she was wide open, and I passed her the ball, and she had a little freeze moment, and then I just said, shoot the ball, and she shot the ball, and she made it. And while I was running backwards, she was running forward, so we're going down the same court, going the same way. I told her, I think I probably had a little bit more emotion because of who we were playing against. And I just said, great shot. You know, I was very sincere in that. I was happy that she made the shot and she helped the team. You know, she helped the team out and that sort of thing. And I looked at her as she was running down the court and she had a smile on her face. A small one, but it was a smile. I felt like $1 million. Her doing that made my day and it still does make my day. I think about that day a lot when I play basketball, trying to get that feeling back and trying to get that look back when somebody who isn't very good finds that success. Like a few weeks ago, I went and I subbed at a gym, junior high PE, and we were playing basketball. And I decided to play because I want to play because there was this group that was these guys that were better than everybody, but they weren't very good anyway. So I came and played and I was dominating them. And I knew once I dominated them, they'd worry about me and worry less about my teammates. So that's what I did is once I saw that in their defense and what they were giving me, I started passing the ball more to my teammates and them taking the shots, them doing the layups because they were getting those wide open shots and they were making those layups and it was just, it was fun. It was one fun time to play basketball. And I like doing that. I like finding that success and letting these people have a success in something that I love because I want them to be better. And I want them to be happy and encouraging and see that they can do this. I am happy I helped her helped her and these people fun in basketball. But more importantly, I was happy for her success and progress. Isn't that what we need more than people tearing us down? Is there a time you have taught or encouraged someone and we're truly happy for their success or progress. Success and progress are the same thing to me, but are you happy about that? If so, hey, drop a comment, leave one. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. And remember, please always remember, make good choices and help build. Don't destroy.